Proponents say people who have gone through the required state training need to protect themselves from those who may not be law-abiding citizens, people already ignoring the no-gun signs on public buildings. But Senator Steve Gallardo said the legislation is based on a faulty premise that those with concealed carry permits have gone through extensive training on not only handling their weapons, but also when it's appropriate and when it's not to use deadly physical force.
We have whittled down our CCW laws over the last 10 years where they are unbelievably laughable. Just about anyone can obtain a CCW license. There is absolutely, for the most part, no training.
There is a required background check, but a requirement for 16 hours of training was repealed years ago. That has been replaced by one of several options, such as completion of a firearm safety or training class approved by the Department of Public Safety or certified by the National Rifle Association. The measure does allow government agencies to keep gun-toting patrons out of public buildings, but only if they spend the money on armed guards and a metal detector at each public entrance. And public schools and university buildings remain gun-free zones. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.